Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
What they're finding at the crime scene and what comes out in this document, I know you've not had a chance to look at it in depth by any means yet, is the crime scene itself. They're making claims that there were ritualistic sticks and ruins on some of the bodies and the way that they were placed, and blood that was allegedly painted on a tree as basically the signature of some sort of an Odinistic ritualistic killing. The scary thing is some of the connections that are made in the defense letter from the defendant is really quite shocking, because the accusations that are made against other people, and we're not going to name their names, but the ones that are named in here, it checks out. I mean, the receipt on some of these people, they are in the Odinistic religion. They even have postings all over their Facebook page of these sort of things. And there's even a lot of evidence that seemed to have been ignored, including a possible confession from one of them to a girlfriend that was overlooked in this case. Odinistic or just a crazy person that did this, it seems that a lot of evidence was very much overlooked here when we ended up landing on Richard Allen behind bars. There seemed to be many other possible directions that looked like they had a lot more meat to them than Richard himself.
Yeah, and anything should be looked at. So whatever is in this document, I'm really eager to read it. It's just not common. And it would be a really dumb criminal that would say, oh, I'm going to commit these murders. I'm going to leave the bodies out where they're clearly going to be discovered with tokens that are going to lead directly back to my group and my faith. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's kind of stupid. There was a killing back where I used to live in California of a teenage girl who was murdered by three teenage boys. I believe they were 16, 17 years old. And it was a satanic ritual kind of killing. But they left a trail a mile long, and they were apprehended immediately. And it was sick and twisted and strange. And so we can't say these things don't happen. But for adults to perpetrate this kind of obvious crime that would lead directly back to their belief system, it would be, they would be very stupid people. But there are stupid criminals, so
yeah, you know, I mean, it's possible. And I think the other question that a lot of people have, I mean, including myself, is if anyone is participating in this sort of thing into a ritualistic killing, why, I guess, is the question. What are they believing that they're getting out of that by ritualistically killing, in this case, two young girls?
Yeah, it's so bizarre. It almost seems like it would take someone with some psychotic tendencies, you know, mm-hmm. that they're really cut off from reality. And a lot of things people do in the name of religion don't make a lot of sense or mm-hmm. seem, you know, a little bit crazy at times. But to take it to this degree, you would have the sadistic element going on for that person. And then is there some kind of magical belief system that there is some benefit to them that happens from this? And you have to look at this as in the terms of, okay, we're really dealing with something that crosses into crazy here. This isn't somebody who has a logical reason for murder, like I'm going to, you know, collect somebody's life insurance company, or I just hate them because they had an affair with my wife or whatever. We can understand those reasons. Mm-hmm. But this kind of thing is getting into psychosis. It's getting into crazy territory.
And if there's more than one person involved, you're talking a group of crazy people. That in itself is another thing. It's one thing for one person to be really kind of off the deep end with some sort of mental disorder that's going on, but to have a group of them all mm-hmm. participating in a ritualistic killing, all thinking this is the right way to do it. You know, we see it in movies. We see it in that sort of stuff. I think we think that this doesn't really go on in reality, but I guess maybe not super common, but it does happen sometimes.
Yeah, I think we can safely say that. It's not super common, pretty darn uncommon, fortunately, but mm-hmm. it does happen. And I lived in a community in California where it happened, but it was only three teenage, and they were teenage boys. So when we say stupid, they were stupid.
Yeah.
And they were under the influence of drugs at the time. But, you know, the Manson family, that was all ritualized killing directed by Charlie, who wasn't mm-hmm. even present at the time these things happened. And so you can get impaired people to do really sick and twisted things. So, yeah, it does need to be examined.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
The new McCrispy Strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy Strip Dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.